Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In NFL news, the Pro Football Hall of Fame says former halfback and receiver Bobby Mitchell has died at 84. Mitchell spent 11 seasons in the NFL, playing halfback for the Browns from 1958 to 1961 and becoming the first African-American to sign with the Redskins as a flanker from 1962 to 1968. He was a three-time All-NFL selection and played in four Pro Bowls. Also, former NFL kicker Tom Dempsey died late Saturday from what his family described as complications from the new coronavirus. He was 73. Dempsey set an NFL record that stood for 43 years when he kicked a 63-yard game-winning field goal for the Saints against Detroit on November 8, 1970. Dempsey's success came despite being born without toes on his kicking foot. He kicked for 11 seasons with the Saints, Eagles, Rams, Oilers, and Bills. A drive-through coronavirus testing site has opened at Gillette Stadium, the home stadium of the Patriots in Foxborough, Massachusetts. In other virus-related sports news, William Byron easily captured yesterday's iRacing event at virtual Bristol Motor Speedway, where NASCAR would have really been racing before the pandemic shut sports down. The most entertaining part of the event, however, was the drivers' gaming streams. Bubba Wallace Rage quit the game early after an accident, and Daniel Suarez and Kyle Larson were parked after virtually tangling on track. In NBA news, Kobe Bryant is now officially a Hall of Famer. Bryant, who died in January, and fellow NBA greats Tim Duncan and Kevin Garnett headlined a nine-person group announced Saturday as this year's class of entrainees into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. I'm Jesse King.